Good morning. This is Moses Fox.
Can I help you?
Yes, sir. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Sir, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
Mixed race. And Black. And American Indian.
And
so how do you want to categorize? I mean, mixed race does not really tell that I'm African American and American Indian or Native American.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably
definitely
vote?
Definitely vote. It's not a long way off. It's right around the corner.
Yes,
it's right around the corner. Yes, I will definitely be voting.
Yes, sir. It is right around the corner. What is your age? Is your age 47, sir?
That is correct.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections for in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote
10.
This year. That means you...
10.
Okay. Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not at all closely, or not that closely?
So can I verify the question before I answer it?
Yes, sir.
So you said following the news. I don't follow like news on television. I'm a print media guy. I'm a print media guy, and so I would much rather rely on print media than the news because it's not always accurate, it's not always consistent, and it's biased.
Okay. And from what do you have following? Yes.
Can I answer your question?
So that would be...
Okay.
Yes, sir?
Thank you.
So that would be very closely, right?
Yes.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I am affiliated and registered as a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I am a conservative Democrat, or what you would call, in the middle, but I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president, sir?
I completely approve of the way Joe Biden is handling his affairs as president of the United States of America.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied
satisfied.
With the direction in which the country is satisfied? Okay.
Satisfied.
And in your opinion, sir, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's hard to answer that question, sir, because what am I measuring it against? What is the measuring stick? You're saying better or worse, better based upon he's been in office for 3.5 years. So it's kind of hard for me to, am I measuring it against how the country was prior to the last 3.5 years? Am I measuring it against
yes.
the last 10 years? Yes, against the last.
The last
3.5 years. From the last election?
Yes.
So you mean since he's been president? I'm referring, so my answer is specifically about Joe Biden.
That is correct.
Yes, I'm perfectly, enjoy yourself. I am perfectly okay Ask me the question again.
Yes. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Economic conditions have gotten better for some, but there are subgroups where it has not gotten better because of legislation that was put in place prior to him and because of our legislative bodies and the work that they have done, not because of the president.
Okay. So you would say would you incline more in getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They definitely have not gotten worse.
Okay. And would you incline more in getting better or staying in the same?
Yes, getting better.
Okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you the list at this moment. Border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving kindergarten to 12th grade public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security, Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. You may select up to two from the list that I have just read. If you would like, I can go ahead and I'll read them again.
That is a very exhausting list, and I want to say all of them are very important for our Congress to be focusing on.
Okay.
It's hard to just give you two. I would say number two, number three, number four, and number five.
Okay, so, but you mentioned number two.
Which are most important.
Correct. Okay.
Let's go with number two and number seven. How about that?
Number two and number seven.
Yes.
Okay. It has been noted. And, sir, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 0 means you feel very warm and favorable toward them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable toward them. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. I'm going to read you the list at this moment. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100.
55.
What about Joe Biden?
100.
What about Democrats in Congress, speaking in plural, Democrats in Congress?
Plural. I'm going to give them 87.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about Mark K. Robinson?
Mark Robinson in North Carolina?
Yes, sir. Mark
0.
K. Robinson, yes, sir. What about Kamala Harris?
I'll give her 65.
What about Jill Stein?
We'll give him a 92.
What about Josh Stein?
We'll give Josh a 100.
What about Republicans in Congress, speaking in plural as well, Republicans in Congress?
In general, Republicans in Congress, 0.
Okay. What about Tim Scott?
Tim Scott, 5. 0, 5.
Okay. Sir, and now it's still, I know it's, like you mentioned, it's actually right around the corner, like you said, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and if the general election for governor of North Carolina, if it were held today and the candidates were Libertarian Mike Ross, Republican Mark Robinson, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, and Democrat Josh Stein, for whom would you vote?
Joshua Stein.
And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
I did. I did, yes.
Did you watch some or a lot?
I watched the entire debate.
Okay. And did it make you feel more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president? Does it make you feel much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, or much less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
I'm still supporting Joe Biden 100%.
Okay. And what did you hear or saw that makes you more likely to go toward the support for Joe Biden for president? Please provide me a statement, and I'm going to note it down.
It is a common sense decision to support Joe Biden, as he has proven himself to be what America needs from a presidency standpoint. He is honest. He delivers upon his ability to connect both sides of our Congress, that is the Senate, as well as our representatives. So that is his job as commander-in-chief, and he's done a great job of doing so in an ethical manner. The demonstration displayed by way of the debate is not a complete reflection of his ability, yet preparation, having a cold, and other things that just happen in life was not a great outcome visually, but when you look beyond the surface, Joe Biden has exhibited, has demonstrated, and is the best candidate, period.
Allow me one moment. Okay, it has been noted, sir. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Does it make you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, somewhat less likely
more
to
likely
support
not.
Him, or much
more
less likely,
likely not much less likely to support him? Donald Trump is a liar. Donald Trump is not healthy for this country. Donald Trump is not what we need as a people collaboratively. We are a country that is made up of different ethnicities who have to work collaboratively. He has proven to be a racist. He has proven to be a bigot. He is a liar. I'm not even going to get into his legal manners because that's outside of the point. His ability to be a president is null and void.
Okay, let me want to note it down. Okay, sir, it has been noted. And sir, now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to the African American community right now? You may choose up to two. I'm gonna read you the list starting right now. a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. You may select up to two from the list that I have just read, and from about what you think is the biggest threats facing the African American community at the moment.
And you said two? I get to choose two.
Yes, you. Yes, you get to
Trump. The two would be number one, Donald Trump being reelected. Number two would be the Supreme Court and their action to overturn very historical decisions that have impacted not only the African American race, but all races, women as well as men. So their decisions as a court have been completely out of course and very unethical and unmanning.
Okay, so that will be the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, right?
Correct.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. I'm going to read you some issues, starting with the issue of fixing the immigration system. Do you think Biden would do much better, or Trump would do much better, or somewhat better, or do you think Biden would do somewhat better dealing with the issue of fixing the immigration system?
Biden would do much better with fixing the issue.
What about the issue of growing the U.S. economy? Do you think Biden would do much better, somewhat better, Trump would do somewhat better, or much better?
Trump would do worse. Biden would do so much better. Had done so much better.
Okay. What about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Do you think Biden would do much better, or Trump would do much better, or Trump would do somewhat better, or Biden would do somewhat better?
Can you read the question, the statement again?
Yes, sir. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, do you think that issue will be handled more better with Biden, much better with Biden, somewhat better with Trump, or much better with Trump?
That is a badly written research question. Considering what the outcome, the potential outcomes are, it's a terribly written question. That's almost to say that one candidate versus the other supports white supremacy. And I think white supremacy is a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant issue that has been thrust upon we as Americans as a whole. So both of them will fit into that category, but as it relates to minimizing supremacy actions and acts, I think Biden would do a better job of that. But it's a terribly written question.
I do apologize, sir. It is the question.
I know it's not on you.
Do you think Biden would do much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. What about the issue of rising crime and violence? Do you think Biden would do much better, somewhat better, Trump would do somewhat better, or much better?
Biden would do so much better.
Okay. What about tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs? Do you think Biden would do much better, somewhat better?
Biden would do so much better.
What about, sir, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Do you think Biden would do much better, or Trump would do much better, or somewhat better, or Biden would do somewhat better?
That's all. It's a hard question to answer, sir, because the bottom line is, I don't think within the next 2 to 3 years, unless God says so, there's going to be any additional seats on the Supreme Court to come open. Therefore, it will be hard for Biden to have any impact on the Supreme Court at all. Trump has already had an impact by bringing on very conservative-minded, conservative action, and in my racist Supreme Court justices. So he's done much more damage. And so I guess to answer the question, Biden would do much better, but I don't foresee there being an opportunity for him to do so.
Okay. And, sir, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war, does it make you feel much or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference on how he's handling the Israel-Gaza war to you?
Makes no difference.
Okay. And as you may know, sir, or I don't know if you know, but Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? You think it was very fair, somewhat fair, somewhat? It would,
very
do you think it was very, very fair? Okay.
Yes.
Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement that I have just read to you?
Disagree. That's the socialization, which is inaccurate.
Okay. And would that be a somewhat disagreement or a strongly disagreement?
100% disagree.
Okay. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all from social media?
Not often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, which is also called X, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or any other social media?
YouTube.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law PhD, MD, etc.?
PhD.
Okay. And are you married, sir, unmarried, living with a partner,
yes,
single, separated, married, divorced, or widowed? Married?
Married.
Okay. Yes, and yes, sir, and, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes.
Yes, and yes, sir, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white, Caucasian?
Ask the question again.
Yes, sir. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are whites?
more than half white.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban, I guess.
Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, sir? One or more of your grandparents?
No, both of my grandparents were born inside of the United States, or all four of my grandparents.
And what about your parents? Were one of or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. Remember that your opinions are very important. You have yourself a great rest of the day and a great weekend, okay, sir?
What is the organization again?
I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. My name is Marcus, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.